VLA snapshot continuum survey of Fry quasar candidates selected from the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey, LOTSS, by Guley Gürkan et al. The radiative and jet power in active galactic nuclei is generated by accretion of material onto supermassive galactic center black holes. For quasars, where the radiative power is by definition very high, objects with high radioluminosities form around 10% of the population, although it is not clear whether this is a stable phase. Traditionally, quasars with high radioluminosities have been thought to present jets with edge-brightened morphology, Fanaroff-Riley 2, FR2. Due to the limitations of previous radio surveys, i.e., FRIs were not observed as part of the quasar population. The Low Frequency Array, LOFAR, 2-meter sky survey, LOTSS, with its unprecedented sensitivity and resolution covering wide sky areas has enabled the first systematic selection and investigation of quasars with core-brightened morphology, Fanaroff-Riley I, FR. We carried out a very large array, VLA, snapshot survey to reveal inner structures of jets in selected quasar candidates. 15.25% out of 60 sources show clear inner jet structures that are diagnostic of Fry jets, and 13 quasars, around 22%, show extended structures similar to those of Fry jets. Black hole masses and Eddington ratios do not show a clear difference between Fry and FRII quasars. FRII quasars tend to have higher jet powers than Fry quasars. Our results show that the occurrence of Fry jets in powerful radiatively efficient systems is not common, probably mainly due to two factors, galaxy environment and jet power. This was VLA snapshot continuum survey of Fry quasar candidates selected from the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey, LOTSS, by Guley Gürkan et al.